Hey there, this is Alyssa from Unbusy, where I teach you how to simplify your mom life, create routines that work for you as a work-at-home mom, and gain more time back in your day. This is Motivation Monday. Today, we're talking about how to build your business around your mom life and kids. And by the way, don't miss your chance to get my eyes on your mom's schedule, family to-do list, or business planner when you pre-submit your question for me before March 25th. Because when you do, you're getting an exclusive Q&A session with me on how to get stuff done in your business with kids around without losing your mind. I'll share more details with you at the end of this episode. So what does it mean to build a business around your life? And what does that truly mean when you're also a mom, a stay-at-home one to boot? It's got to be different. We're not single guys jetting off to travel for months at a time while our Filipino VAs handle the rest of our businesses. We're wives, moms of small kids, moms of active and involved kids. We have entire houses to look after. So what's it look like for us? Well, I think it starts with playing within your prescribed limits and knowing which ones aren't actually limits at all. Think about it this way. Your job is to see that the house is clean and food is cooked, but you don't actually have to make it, clean it. You just need to buy, hire, or do it yourself. That's three options there. So doing the actual cleaning and cooking isn't a limit. It's merely overseeing how it gets done that you need to do before you work on your business, which is a perspective shift that can free up a lot of time for you. All right, what about kids? That's a hard limit, isn't it? Not so fast. Yes, you're the primary caretaker, but release yourself from the responsibility of being on 24/7. You're allowed to request that your husband take the kids for a couple hours on Saturday or one evening a week to have some fun daddy time at the park while you work either at the coffee shop or in your quiet house. Also, you're allowed to say that you're a stay-at-home mom and that you want help during the day, during the morning, when you're still awake. This can mean a mother's helper, an actual babysitter, something like that. Someone who's taking care of your kids and getting their meals and folding the laundry for you during a specified window of time. Just because you did childcare 21/7 instead of 24/7 does not mean you're not still their mom, okay? So neither of those turned out to be hard line limits. What are? Well, you're probably not going to go travel the world without your family. You might take a couple business trips to conferences without them, though. You're not going to leave your husband totally out of the picture in what's happening in your business. He doesn't have to be your legal partner with say in whatever you do in it, though. You don't have to hire him because you think you should be a husband and wife team on this. Think about it. You wouldn't automatically work for him, would you? Of course not. It would depend on whether your skill set was even suited to what he needed. So don't go fall into the trap of assuming this has to be a family business to justify its existence. It doesn't. It's your thing, and that's okay. Really, all this comes down to is that you've added a third role to your life: wife, mother, and business owner. You're not ditching either of the first two roles for this, and you would never want to. So I think we can release this idea that we need to struggle or strive somehow to build our business around our life. We're already doing that. We're moms. Most of us are working part-time. We're still handling all our household responsibilities and sometimes doing too much of them, if truth be told. We're already fitting our business around our stay-at-home lives. So release the pressure, release this new set of expectations, and know that you're already living in the right mold. You're already where God wants you to be. All you have to do is move forward. So if you want to free up crazy amounts of time in your stay-at-home mompreneur day, prioritize your to-do list ruthlessly, and actually enjoy your day-to-day life, kids included, then don't miss this chance to get my eyes on your mom's schedule, family to-do list, or business planner, because you're getting personalized coaching with me for free. All you have to do is come to How to Get Stuff Done in Your Business with Kids Around Without Losing Your Mind and submit your question for you before March 25th. And remember, it's replay provided, so there's no pressure at all to show up on the dot, be there live, or any of that. This is coaching that's custom to you and to your mom's schedule. So come get your top pain point heard, answered, and transformed into something so much lighter for your mompreneur life. I'm here for this. Are you? And that's all for now. Have a wonderful day.